Welcome back. You are here with Dave and Faisal on 770 CHQR and More Than Money. This is the segment where we often talk about experiences that we've had or conversations that are consistent amongst clients and people we talk to.
And we talked before the break about how COVID could be disastrous for your retirement.
Yeah.
And I think maybe when we said that, people were thinking about, oh, your retirement as in a financial issue.
Right.
Not always the case.
No. And that's the story. We got a story within a story here.
Okay.
Because I thought this week reminded me of a story I heard a long time ago. And let me share it with you, and then we'll build on it for the experience that this person that we're thinking of.
Okay.
This is about retirement. Okay. And the journey to retirement and through retirement.
Gotcha.
All right. So it's the story is about an investment banker. Let's make him an American. He was in a Mexican town, and he sees a Mexican fisherman come in. He's got a couple of fish, and he was complimenting him on his fish. Okay, so the American says to the Mexican, "Why not? You know, how long it take you to catch those fish?" He said, "Oh, just a little while." Well, how long? Well, I was out for a couple of hours. And why didn't you stay out longer and catch more fish? The Mexican's response was, "Well, because that's what I need to satisfy my family's requirements for the day."
Yeah.
The story goes on, and you know, he says, "Well, but if you stayed out more and caught more fish, you could make more money." And the Mexican says, "Well, so how would I do that?" "Well, here's what you do. You stay out, you catch more, you bring it in, you finance it, buy a bigger boat, catch more fish, then you get a fleet of boats and a fleet of fishermen, and you cut out the middleman, then you become the wholesaler, and you increase your profit margin, and one thing leads to another, and then you IPO your business, and you make millions of dollars." "How long would all this take?" he says. "Well, I don't know, 20 years. "What do I do at the end of that?" "Well," he says, "then you retire to Mexico on a beach, get a little boat, and go fishing." Okay.
I'm already here.
That's what he said. The Mexican guy's looking at him going, "Yeah, but I'm already here."
Hey, wow.
Right. So it's this journey. Now, that's a relevant story to the conversation that we had, that you had.
Yeah. So I sat down with one of our clients, and he and I had a heart-to-heart. And he's in the sales business.
Mm-hmm.
He sells and he travels.
Mm-hmm.
And because of COVID, his travel has changed. Normally, he would travel to one part of the country in Canada, do his sales meetings, hang out with the boys a couple of times, a couple of days, and then come back.
Yep.
Right? So it turns into a bizcation.
Okay.
Now with COVID, everything being shut down, especially in parts of Ontario where he was traveling to, his bizcation turned into a sales meeting at a long distance. So you're not sitting close by, shaking hands, high-fiving. And then no social interaction after that.
Solitary confinement after
Solitary confinement. In theory, what he would do is he would go for a walk and stuff like that. And he said, do you know how long 2 days is, Faisal? I said, last time I checked, it was 48 hours.
Give or take.
And then he goes, do you know how much thinking you can do in 48 hours if you're just walking around, you know, Gatineau, Quebec? And I'm like, a lot.
Yeah.
And he goes, did you know what I realized when I was walking around and just looking at everything? And I could have gone fishing. I could have done this. I could have done that. Like so many other activities I could have done. And I realized one thing, Faisal. I realized my own mortality.
Yeah.
I realize that this is not going to last forever. And now I'm debating in my head, why did I do all this?
Right.
Going back to your story, why did I build all this success just to go back to becoming a fisherman in a small boat?
Well, but you asked him when we talked about this, the conversation included things like, why are you doing that? Well, because I make money and I can make more money.
I can make more money and then I can put more aside so I can do more in my retirement.
Right.
And I said, what would an extra $500,000 mean for you?
Right.
And his eyes opened up. It's a big number.
Right.
He goes, I can do a lot. I go, more than what you can do now?
Yeah. More fishing?
Yeah. What is the $500,000 stopping you from retiring? And he goes, you know, I don't know.
Right.
I don't know what I want to do now.
Right.
Do I want to pull the pin, retire, live off my savings, or do I continue doing this?
Mm-hmm.
And I go, welcome to figuring out what we call the enlightenment period.
Mm-hmm.
You're finding out what your own purpose in life is, what's important to you. You're now prioritizing those those individual items and welcome to the club.
Well,
this is a big, yep. big change for many people.
Yeah.
And I'm gonna pick on some of our male clients. They have the hardest time transitioning into retirement because their definition of who they were was what they were doing in their jobs, in their careers, and that was their social interaction.
Mm-hmm.
I'm one of them. I'm in the same boat, pretty much.
Which is fine, actually. Let's not.
But at some point, this client of ours, Faisal, will have to look and say, "What else do I have to do?" So that's where we've been talking about building other social networks outside of the office.
Yeah.
Because 40 years from now, I'm not going to be in the office.
You might be. I want to challenge that a little bit.
Yeah, I don't think I could ever leave,
right.
personally, but I might not. I might be forced to.
Right.
Right? Health might not allow me to.
Right.
So then what do I do? And so when you start realizing your own mortality, mm-hmm. you start realizing that life is bigger than just the money you bring in. The money is the means to the end. It's not the end.
Yeah. So you're too young to have had that mortality moment yet.
Oh.
Have you had it?
Oh, yeah.
Have you?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay. I didn't know that. I've had mine.
Well, yours was a different reaction than mine.
Yeah.
Right?
I had my moment, right? I've gone through that. It was my 49th year as I was approaching 50. And then yep. it went through to, you know, fairly recently. It took two and a half years to go through it. And I started questioning it. And you and I talk about this. I always get to the, I conceptualize it like this. It's the 30 summers test,
mm-hmm.
right? I have 30 summers left. And we know here these summers can go by pretty quickly.
Yeah, it's about a weekend. Yeah.
Right. So it focuses me on what am I doing, what I want to be doing with the people I want to be doing it with and having the experience that I want that to be.
And nowhere did you say in that comment, and I have to have a certain amount of money for it.
Right.
You do know you have a lifestyle.
Right.
And everybody does. And these points of trigger is what are triggering points. COVID, death of a friend, family member, your own physical health. Things will pop up in a person's life and they will say, oh no,
right.
I'm not going to be as healthy or live as long as I thought I could.
Right.
It's not forever.
Right.
So what's really important for me going forward?
Yeah.
And that part is the quality of your retirement. The financial is the quantity that meets the need for the quality.
Yeah. Yeah. It's not to say I guess if you wanted to be that Mexican fisherman, you probably have a different cost of lifestyle than,
absolutely.
You know, living in Calgary, Toronto, Vancouver, Manhattan, whatever the case may be. So, but it is that client, they came in with some concerns about some stuff around currencies and whatnot. And, you know, when you asked them and you drilled it down, this is where
we started talking
up.
About politics and
right.
how it's going to impact the future of this world.
Right.
And I said, why are we talking about this?
Yeah,
like,
what's
did
really
you wake up
on?
One morning and worry about, is Justin Trudeau going to raise the tax rates on everybody in Canada? Was
right.
that your wake up?
Right.
And he goes, no, I was worried about what if I lost my job at the end of the month? What the heck would I do?
Yeah.
And if I have my job at the end of the month, what the heck am I going to do?
Right. But that wasn't it either.
Like it was the trigger was not the headline news story.
Well, it was none of that. It was I had 2 days to think, and all of a sudden what crept into my head is, this is going to end at some point. Am I doing what I want to be doing? Right?
Oh, yeah.
You questioned all of that stuff at that moment.
Life's
that mortality
purpose.
Moment.
Yeah, life's purpose. And so when it comes time to actually building a retirement plan, yes, we do the numbers. Yes, you need to crunch them. But it has to be attached to some sort of quality of life.
Yeah.
And that's what we
An
talk
experience.
About, the experience and the journey.
Yep.
Right. So for the experience, for the journey,
yep.
to understand how you can achieve that, when you want to figure out how does the financial world catches up to what your journey is,
yep.
you need to put that all in writing. You need to have a strategy in place. And we're going to talk about that strategy. We call it bulletproofing your retirement. And we're going to have a webinar on Tuesday, July 21st, 7 p.m. live online. Now, you need to go to our website to register. Go to morethanmoneyradio.com. That's morethanmoneyradio.com to register.
Okay, well, thank you for sticking around. I thought that was a very interesting show. We appreciate you joining us, and we're going to do it all again next week, and we hope to chat with you then. You're on 770 CHQR and More Than Money.
David Popowich and Faisal Carmelli are portfolio managers and investment advisors with CIBC Wood Gundy in Calgary. The views of David Popowich and Faisal Carmelli do not necessarily reflect those of CIBC World Markets, Inc. Clients are advised to seek advice regarding their particular circumstances from their personal tax and legal advisors. If you are currently a CIBC Wood Gundy client, please contact your investment advisor. CIBC Wood Gundy is a division of CIBC World Markets, Inc., a subsidiary of CIBC and a member of the Canadian Investor Protection Fund and Investment Industry Regulatory Organization of Canada.